Hello, this is Holly, returning again to the Story Cubes. I hope the fact that there have been so many visits to this post means that some of you are planning your stories. I've copied a smaller image of the first photo I shared with you, and I'm going to try to tell you a story ad lib, making it up as I go along, trying to incorporate all of the cubes, the images showing, or at least most of them. So here we go. Loop bills itself as a site promoting highly interactive learners sharing a worldwide perspective. We try not to shoot arrows at each other. We try to be kind and gentle, to balance the scales of justice as fairly as we can while still being kind. We chase rainbows a little bit, but that's more fun than shooting arrows at each other. We try to avoid confusion, but we create a lot of it. We're all like little fishes in the sea, raising our hands, putting up a hand to say, "Stop, wait, slow down." Sometimes we might feel like we are floating like a cloud in the sky. Sometimes we might feel lonely, like the middle of the night when there's only the sliver of a moon in the sky, and we sign into the chat and no one else is there. But then activity rises like the phoenix from the ashes of nothingness to wow, 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 and around the world we go. Visitors join us, register, sign up, make a few new friends, try timidly to respond to a post, register for a class, and then get scared and don't show up, or register for a class, join a class, listen, and feel confused, or listen and smile and feel happy because they do understand some of what's going on. So as I look at these, I see that I probably make a lot of loopers put their hand up. Stop! Slow down! Wait! No! Or tentatively raise their hands. Okay. I'll try, I'll volunteer for this or for that. We have lots of quiet little fishes floating from post to post, or zooming from post to post, or what do fishes do? Fishes glide through the water. Fishes wiggle. Fishes glide, swim. Trying to use that metaphor in a different way. The face I see on the cube looks like, oh, uh-oh, or, oh no, I made a mistake. The arrow here is the hardest cube for me to use because arrows are weapons and I don't want to encourage weaponry or the use of weaponry. The image of the world is easy to use on loop. A crescent moon, a sliver of a moon, a cloud and a rainbow, and scales, balancing the scales. What other story might I tell? A completely different story. So I like the fish. My eye goes to that fish. so we could name the fish. One day, a little fish named Flashy swam through the sea, his scales glinting in the sunshine. A rainbow fish, as the sun glinted off his scales, he flashed red, orange, yellow, green, indigo, violet. But when the sun went down and the moon came up, he wasn't so flashy. He still flew. No, he still swam, straight as an arrow, straight as an arrow. But no one noticed. Then I get stuck on how to use the other cubes. But I hope that this spontaneous storytelling will help you get started. You might start with a pronunciation focus. Fish, for example, again, the F sound and the SH consonant combination can be difficult for some speakers. So you might try to write a story that has lots of F and SH. A fish swishes its tail, for example. You might try for vocabulary for synonyms. Can you name a synonym for each of the nouns represented here? You can use this to practice grammar points. You might try to use the same grammar structure, same preposition, whatever you are focusing your English studies on, whether you are a beginner or an advanced, proficient, fluent learner, you can use these story cubes to encourage more interaction here on Loop. I hope to see others replying to this post, and I hope that you'll find these cubes entertaining and useful for your English learning during upcoming classes. Thank you. Bye for now.